The Evergreens are probably in four down territory here with the ball at the 19-yard line. The quarter will open with a third and four for DC Everest. And the Evergreens got down to this position on a long pass downfield caught by Ty Strelo. Ty Strelo is just a sophomore, but he is lightning fast. And from his freshman to his sophomore year, Ty Strelo is visibly bigger. He retains all of his speed, and the workout program offseason pays benefits for him and for several of these Evergreens, too. Teams are still huddled up on their sidelines, so, I mean, the Evergreens get to talk over and get exactly the play and exactly the personnel they want for this third down. And the Appleton East defense, well, you can tell it's the first game of the season because the Appleton East defense was all the way down at the wrong side of the field. They were huddled up during the timeout, and now they have to trot from the south end zone over to the north end zone. There we go. The Evergreens are also walking up to the line of scrimmage. I would think the Evergreens will see this as four down territory with the ball resting at the 19-yard line. Football on Fox Sports brought to you by M&J Marine, the best boats in the business, the best selection, the best people. Go boldly at M&J Marine, I-39, exit 181 in Mosinee. M&J Marine, joining our family of DC Everest sports sponsors, you'll know the difference. A third down to start the third quarter just inside the red zone. Ostrowski pistol, handoff up the middle, shredding. That's a first down or close to it for Delton Zuliger. I believe that Zuliger tumbled forward, and let's see the mark. You know, his knee may have gone down before he stretched out. He's a half yard short. Fourth and less than a yard. And the Evergreens show no interest in a field goal here. The Evergreens are going for it on fourth down. So the ball rests right at the 15-yard line, and the Evergreens have to move it to the other side of the 15-yard stripe, and this drive will continue. So no field goal try here. Evergreens pass on what would have been a 32-yard kick. Quarterback Ostrowski calls his own number right up the middle. Evergreens win the battle at the line of scrimmage on fourth down. That pile pushed forward. It's a gain of three, and the Evergreens convert the fourth down and short. New set of downs down to the 12-yard line. Everest trailing 7-0. Evergreens picked up a first down and had to punt on their first possession. This has been a nice drive. Ty Strelo with a nice punt return to give the team good field position and then a nice catch downfield. Let's see if the Evergreens can cash it in. First and 10 for the 13, a fumble in the backfield. It is picked up by the quarterback, Ostrowski, and the Evergreens are going to get 2 yards after putting the ball on the ground. Dangerous. Second and 8. All right, so ball security is going to be a point of emphasis, no question. And Appleton East scored a touchdown on a ball that was put on the ground. Evergreens will spread it out in the red zone here. Two receivers up high, two down low. That's Ty Strelo in the slot. Ostrowski designed rollout. Nope, handoff up the middle, breaking tackles to the goal line. Touchdown, Evergreens! Delton Zuliger. Ostrowski sold it on the rollout, and Zuliger got that yardage between the tackles. It's a 13-yard touchdown run, and the Evergreens are a point after away from pulling even. The Evergreens fell behind early. No panic. It was a nice, methodical drive. The Evergreens send Bryce Morris out to try the extra point. Here's the snap. It's good. Kick to the uprights is true, and we are tied 7-7. 10:08 to play until halftime, and the Evergreens have the equalizer. Very nice drive. Again, Ty Strelo with a 27-yard punt return gave the Evergreens good field position to start. Strelo's speed was on display on both of the big plays. He split defenders after a pretty good punt and got the Evergreens lots of positive yardage to start the drive, then had a nice pass reception downfield that got the Evergreens closer to the scoring envelope. Delton Zuliger, though, is the Evergreens' touchdown scorer, and we are tied 7 apiece. this has the makings of an entertaining game to open the season, because these teams, you know, the Evergreens, I get the feeling they're better than a year ago. Yep. And the Patriots look better than a year ago, too. Both of these teams finished the regular season last year 2-7. The Patriots played a 10th add-on game, which they won. The Evergreens played a 10th add-on game with underclassmen only, no seniors, which they lost. East to get the ball back. Brendan Neitzel to kick off. Line drive, kick bounces at the 5, taken back at the goal line. Here comes Sam Crum. Crum up the middle, breaks a tackle, got room in the middle. He gets it out across the 25, 30. He's down at the 31-yard line. It was the kicker that chipped him and upended him. He was one player away from taking that all the way back for a touchdown. So here comes Appleton East's third possession of the ball game. First one, they marched all the way down the field for a touchdown. Second one, well, the look of that second drive was changed by a holding penalty, and the Evergreens got off the field. Senior Ryan Latour at the controls again. A bunch formation. Everyone's in tight between the hashes. Man goes in motion. Quarterback handoff up the middle. Evergreens have that diagnosed. It goes up for 2 or 3 yards. Not much there. Nick Bovot. We saw Bovot carry the ball as a junior. Back here is a senior, and he's a load. I beg your pardon, we saw him as a sophomore. Bovon's a junior now. 200 pounds, so he's a fullback. Kind of big load that you're going to give the ball to later in the game when the defense is tired. Second and 8. Same formation, everyone's bunched in close. Man in motion, pitched back to that man in motion who gets the corner. Evergreen string this out. It's going to be close to a first down. I think that's first down yardage there. Connor Kurtma. Yeah, Kurtma's got 9 yards and a first down. That outside lineman got a good block that spread Kurtma forward, and the ball moves to the 43-yard line. 9.5 to play in the first half. We are tied 7-7. Patriots have the ball. Evergreens creep the linebackers forward. Look like they want to stack the box here. Man in motion, handoff up the middle. Again, ball is loose. Now it's the second man through again. Boy, even to my eyes, I think the big fullback, I think Bovot's going to carry that. Nah, it's someone else. Burnett Peterson carried there and gets 13 yards and a first down. The ball moves across the 50 down to the 46-yard line. Evergreens are struggling with the Patriots' misdirection. Again, Bovot is the fullback here, and the Evergreens have to respect the big load that he is, 200 pounds. It's a new quarterback here. Burnett Peterson is under center. Peterson, handoff. There's a confused exchange there. It is the fullback who does take the ball and dives forward. His knee was down before lunging forward. It's still a gain of 2 or 2.5. Second down. Spot the ball at the 43-yard line. Second and 7. We've seen that a couple of times where the fullback is not sure if, you know, the ball's put right in his belly. He's not sure if he's supposed to take it or not. And that time there was a little bit of hesitation. Bovot comes out here. Evan Wright becomes the new back behind the quarterback. Second quarterback here, Peterson at the controls here. Hand off again. Now Peterson keeps it. It's up the middle. Close to a first down, just short. Again, the misdirection, confusing. Yeah, the new running back who just came in, Evan Wright. A third down coming up here and a yard and a half. With the ball at the 38-yard line, East may take 2 chances here to pick this up. Evergreen's defense looking for a big play. 2 receivers go up high. They may take a shot down the field here and then go for it on fourth down. It is third and about a yard and a half. Handoff pitched back to the side. They get the corner and they get the first down. Fake the handoff to the fullback and pitch to the outside. Connor Kurtma got the edge there. This is something the Evergreens are going to have to adjust. Ball moves to the 30-yard line, first down. And with this run-oriented type offense, possessions are going to be limited. Evergreen's, again, making some personnel changes. The Evergreens opt for, extra linemen here. They'll take out some of their defensive backs. Two receivers to the near side. It's a new set of downs after East beat the Everest defense to the corner. Peterson again. This is a handoff up the middle fake. Peterson keeps it himself and dives forward. He's got 5 yards on first down. Again, the dive up the middle seems to draw two or three of the Everest defensive linemen towards that back, and then lo and behold, someone else has the ball. This really has been a game of misdirection that's been frustrating for the Everest defense so far, which means the halftime adjustments loom large. Up to the line of scrimmage here, second and five. Yeah, the Evergreens have been wrapping up and tackling guys that don't have the ball. Peterson, the quarterback, pitch out. It's loose in the backfield. 15, 20 yards behind the line of scrimmage. Ball still loose off one of the Appleton players. The Evergreens have it. It's loose. Let's see who has this ball. It is 20 or 30 yards behind the line of scrimmage as this went off several players. Appleton East, I believe, has recovered the ball. But not after a loss of 25 or 30 yards as that ball was pitched backwards, went all the way back. And East has recovered after what is a loss of 29 yards on a pitchback that was put on the turf. So this is third and forever. Under 6 minutes to play until halftime. It's almost the kind of play where you might try a quick punt as there are not many plays for third and 30. Peterson, the quarterback, second quarterback used. This is Bennett Peterson, junior quarterback. Ryan Latour started. He's a senior. Got a man in motion there. This is going to be a delay of game, I would think. Nope. Appleton East will take a timeout just before the play clock was going to run out on them. And I'm not sure why you want to burn a timeout in that spot. Again, it's third and forever. It's a third down that you're likely to surrender on. The Evergreens will play some defenders back in center field. Instead, each team has spent one of their timeouts here in the first half. Yeah, before the pitchback and the fumble that it went off a couple of linemen, one of the Everest players dove for the ball. It squirted away from him, and the ball went 25, 30 yards backwards on that play. The Patriots were going to have a third and five. And instead, they're stuck with third and 30. We thank all of our D.C. Everest High School sports sponsors for the new season. Our broadcast is brought to you in part by Country Fresh Meats, fresh meat from Wisconsin farms. Make Country Fresh Meats your local choice, Highways 29 and J in Weston. Well, timeout is over. Bennett Peterson stays at the controls at quarterback. Ball way back at the 46-yard line. They need to move the ball to the 21 all the way on the other side of the field to pick this up. Evergreens have four, five defensive backs who are 30 yards off the ball here. Just keep everything in front of you, boys, and get the ball back here. Pitch out on the sideline. That play goes forward for 10, maybe 15 yards, but still 20 yards short of the line to make. Ball carried there by Evan Wright. Wright's had two nice gains. Ball to the 40-yard line. I would think the Patriots are going to punt here as it is still 4th and 20. And you do have a chance to pin the Evergreens back. Ty Strelo, who had a nice punt return before, waits back at his 10-yard line. Now there's under 5 minutes to play, so the Evergreens will get the ball, have some time on the clock, and have two timeouts in this tied 7-7 game. Snap is low to the punter, just gets it off, almost blocked. It's a line drive that Strelo muffs, loose at the 5-yard line. Ty Strelo is on top of that, but the Evergreens almost had a disastrous mistake there. It was muffed right in front of Ty Strelo. He lunged forward and smothered that ball. The Evergreens will start in the shadow of their goalposts at the 5-yard line. Boy, but you've got a team pinned back at third down and 20, fourth down and 20, and they're finally punting to you. You cannot turn the ball over in that spot. 4:39 to play in this half. Ethan Ostrowski will operate deep in his own end. Lots of real estate in front of the Everest offense here. Ostrowski will get the snap near the goal line. It's a handoff up the middle. The Evergreens spread this out. The Evergreens have some nice yardage churning forward. That's close to a first down for the Evergreens. Appleton East thought that that ball may have come loose. Zuliger carries it forward for the Evergreens. It's nice power running in between the tackles there. Zuliger picks up 12 yards and a first down and gives the Evergreens some breathing room. Evergreens huddle up between plays. Again, here's a nice opportunity for the Everest offense. Game's tied 7-7. Evergreens have a chance if they can mount a long drive here to take a lead into the locker room at halftime. Hand off again up the middle. Carrying, busting to the outside is Zuliger. Zuliger is upended, didn't quite get the corner. He's got 4 yards. Ball out to the 27-yard line. Again, lots of time left. The Evergreens still have all of their playbook open to them. 2 timeouts in their pocket, too. 3:50 and counting until intermission. At halftime, Liz Holbrook is standing by in our Fox Sports studios. Everyone wonders what their team is like on week one. Liz will have all the scores for us. Hand off here. Zuliger cuts back in between the tackles, lunges forward. He's got another gain of 2 or 3 yards. The Evergreens will have third down coming up. It's third and two. Well, here is an interesting play coming up. Do the Evergreens pick this up and keep the drive going on third down? Or, and the ball's back at the 26-yard line, you'd have to punt if you don't make this, and then Appleton East has a chance to take the lead with a final late drive. From the pistol on third down, handoff up the middle, Zuliger cuts back. There's contact behind the line of scrimmage. He lunges forward. He's got it. The East defense could not wrap up. There was contact short of the first down. Zuliger, who's given the Evergreens some power running on this drive, gets forward and moves the chains out to the 29-yard line. New set of downs for the Evergreens. We're sponsored by Tolusti, Kennedy, and Dirks Law Firm. If you've been injured, call the lawyers you know and trust. Tolusti, Kennedy, and Dirks, helping Central Wisconsin families for 40 years. Two receivers, designed rollout on first down. Ostrowski, good protection, lots of time. Now he'll keep it, now he'll throw. It's complete to Ty Strelo. He's got that. And a penalty marker down in the center of the field. This is going to be ruled a catch, a gain of 12 yards, but let's see about the penalty. It is right at the line of scrimmage. It's not in the backfield where you would expect holding. What is it? It's an ineligible man downfield. So a first down catch and reception will be wiped out. The Evergreens will move backwards. Officials were waiting for them to re-spot the ball. And the Evergreens will have a first and 15 coming up. Beg your pardon. Yes, first and 15. The ball will move back to the 24-yard line. Now, this message, there are two types of students at every school, those who bully and those who don't. If you see someone being bullied, stand up and speak out. It's a message from WIFC, Cloverbelt Credit Union, and the Kusura Kids Foundation, and this Midwest Communications Station. Fake the handoff, a pass, a slant, incomplete. Hallenbach, the intended receiver, was slanting over the middle and didn't look back for the ball in time. That's a timing play, and the timing was off. Clock stops on the incompletion with 2:31 to play in the first half. Patriots scored on their first possession. Evergreen scored on their second possession, tied 7 apiece. And the Evergreens have a second down and 15. Need to move the ball out to the 39-yard line. Still back in their own half of the field. They started back at the 5. Design rollout for Ostrowski. Ostrowski's going to call his own number, cuts it back inside. Wow, that ball was out there for a moment. Ostrowski is wrapped up and goes down after a short gain, 2 or 3 yards. Just hate when the ball is hanging out there, because if anyone puts a helmet on it, punches it free, you've got a turnover there. Instead, here comes 3rd and 13. Ostrowski was tackled inbound, so the clock continues to run. The Patriots don't want to use any of their timeouts here, which is unusual. They called a timeout. They could get this ball back with some time remaining. Both teams kind of playing this close to the vest, and you get that because it's an evenly matched game so far. Let's see if the Evergreens can pick up third and long. Ostrowski has enjoyed good protection, and now the Evergreens are going to take a timeout. That play was slow coming in. The Evergreens may have been in danger of having a delay of game called against them. And this is a good timeout. They still have one remaining should they pick this up and want to move the ball downfield. D.C. Everest football is brought to you by Baseman Shoe and Clothing. Fall hunting trips, stop in at Baseman's on Wausau's west side. Your home for warm and dry. Baseman Shoe and Clothing. A trusted name for more than 80 years. It's been a beautiful night for football. 72 degrees. I spy with my broadcaster's eye a nice D.C. Everest student section. The Evergreens have traveled well for this game to Appleton. We've got, what, at least 50 students across the way? Parents and Everest backers, too, have made the, what, 90-minute or so trip? Very pleasant on this Friday afternoon. The home opener is next Friday, Labor Day weekend. You give us your Friday night and then make the most of Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. The Steam Stadium opener features Oshkosh West, a team that's beaten the Evergreens the last 2 years, but was only a two-win team last year. And if you can't make it out for the home opener to support the boys, the game will be live on Fox Sports Radio. 7 o'clock kickoff. Fox Sports game night begins at 6:30. Out of the timeout, it's 3rd and 13 for the Evergreens. They're back at their 26-yard line. Good pass protection. Ostrowski, wow, just dances, rolls out, got a lot of time. He's looking to throw, throws across his body. That's complete. No, I think he's out of bounds. Got the ball into the hands there of Peyton Peterson, but Peterson's momentum was carrying him out of bounds, and he was unable to get a foot down. So with 1:34 left, the Patriots are going to get the ball back. Evergreens will punt. East will have two timeouts, and they will be receiving the ball back at around the 30-yard line. We're waiting for this punt. Here's the snap, almost blocked. Another great punt there. Wow, lots of hang time. Brendan Neitzel, that ball is muffed, loose. Patriots have covered it up back at the 35-yard line. Who's near the bottom of that pile there? Sam Crum has handled all the kickoff and punt return duties for the Patriots. Evergreens had really good special teams coverage there. Again, these punts that we've seen, the Evergreens have only punted the ball away twice. Big, big hang time, and it gives the defenders lots of time to get down and cover. The Patriots will start at the 36-yard line. Tied 7-7, 1:26 until intermission. And the Patriots have been almost exclusively run in this game. They have no completed passes. All the yardage they've gained have been on the ground. First and 10. They will pass here, throwing over the middle while there's no one there. The receiver stayed in the middle of the field, and the ball came out towards the near sideline. That's incomplete. Bennett Peterson remains in at quarterback. And Ryan Latour was the starter. Clock stops after the incompletion. 1:21 to play until halftime. Full Friday night of high school football. Next week, again, Evergreens will play Oshkosh West. Wausau East will be on our tape delay spot next week against Southern Door. Tom Field opener for the Patriots. Designed rollout, a pitch to the up man, got a penalty marker here, and he's out of bounds, gaining 8 or 9 yards. This is going to come back on a hold. So what would have been third and short, we're going to replay second down just from further back. Again, this hold happened about 5 yards across the line of scrimmage, but we're going to go 10 yards back there, and I believe we're going to mark the ball back at about the 32-yard line. It's going to be second down and 13 or 14 yards here. This has been an entertaining opener. Again, both of these teams, losing teams a year ago, both look better this year, which is nice to see. Always good to see football programs take steps forward, and I think that's the case for both of these teams. After walking off the penalty yardage, the ball's at the 32-yard line. Second and 13, that holding penalty wiped out an 8-yard gain. Single receivers split to either side. Now a man in motion to the far side. So two up there, three-step drop. Good pressure from the Evergreens defense. Quarterback is down and sacked! Evergreens just collapsed the pocket there. Aiden Chacon, 8-up quarterback Bennett Peterson. Now under a minute to play, third down. Do the Evergreens want to use a timeout and force Appleton East to punt here? It's third down with a loss of 9 on the sack. So this is third down and 21 or 22 yards, and the Evergreens are indeed going to take a timeout. Yeah, I agree with this. 43 seconds left in the half. It is third and forever. And if Appleton East doesn't pick this up, they'll have to punt. And who knows what can happen on a punt on the first week of the season. Fumbles, muffs, snap over the punter's head, big return. I mean, the Evergreens have lots of speed in their special teams game. Yeah, I want to make them try and throw this on third down, get the clock stopped again, and then roll the dice. I mean, if none of that comes to pass, well, what's the worst case? The worst case is you go to the locker room tied 7-7. You can take that? Of course you would. Football Today is brought to you by the Bone and Joint Center, comprehensive orthopedic, podiatry, spine and sports medicine care with clinics in Wausau, Medford, Merrill, and Plover. And online, too, at bonejoint.net. If you've missed any of the scores so far this year, Liz Holbrook standing by. Halftime update comes your way. This timeout is over. The Evergreens have just spent their last timeout of the half. Third down and super long. Again, the Patriots scored on their first drive, nothing since. Evergreens had an answer early in the second quarter. Quarterback's under center for this third down play. It's a pitch to the far side. Carrying there is Trent Harp. It's strung out. Harp stayed in bounds. Boy, he didn't want to go out of bounds there. And with 30 seconds left, this ball is going to be spotted, and I believe, yeah, East is going to have to punt. This is not going to be enough to run out the clock here. Clock continues to move down to 20, 19, 18. Ball is ready for play. I don't think East is just going to be able to stand around and get into the locker room here. I think with around 2 or 3 seconds left in the half, the whistle will sound and we'll have a delay of game. We're down to 5. We're down to 4. And there will be no whistle. And we will get to halftime. I thought that ball was marked ready to play and that East would have to punt. Instead, it didn't quite play out this way. While the Patriots and Evergreens look just about even, the second half will tell the tale for this one. And we'll be back after a Liz Holbrook Fox Sports game night update back at our studios in Wausau. Patriots 7, Evergreens 7 at halftime on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.